Okay, that should be recording as well. I see people coming in. I am going to unlock this post right now. How do I do that? Oh, unlock. There we go. Boom. All right. The. Oh, actually, yeah. Post is unlocked. Okay. It's also recording to Chroma, so it should be all good. Alrighty, we'll give some time for people to pop in, see if there's anyone else available on the team popping in, or questions rolling in.
Sorry, just popping in. Did you put the question somewhere?
It is in the. So if you go to office hours questions, you'll see the top one right there. Do you want me to do another ping for office hours again?
No.
Because I kind of already did 7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Actually, a good idea is taking the office hours link to the post. Copy link, go into the thing here. There. Within the stage chat, I posted the forum. Oh. Okay. Give it a few more.
Yeah, we'll probably start around 5 after here, so about 3 minutes. Feel free to throw your questions in there.
RUV is on vacation. They'll be back next week. As for Rue, I think he's taking it easy today, so I ain't gonna bug him too much. I've just been in the Blender off and on, working on Battle Knight stuff. I would stream that in here, but last time we streamed something, it apparently crashed people out of the chat, so.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Me take a look here. Okay, good. People are labeling the questions. Thank you. Give it one more minute. Guess we'll keep GitHub open and Blender. Okay.
Yeah, we can go ahead and start now. You're recording, right?
Let me double check again. Yes, we are.
Okay, cool.
Your audio's going through, mine is going through. Good. So, first question. Chundalak asks, are there any future plans for more official worlds similar to the Cloud Home, or any experience worlds made directly by the team? Yes. As well as a update to the Cloud Home and tutorial as well over time. One of the things that is being worked on currently that we can't really do much yet of, but it utilizes the what is the thing, for example, data feed of the worlds. Yep, it is going to be an update to the Cloud Home and tutorial world to allow users to make sessions easier after they go through the tutorial. That's one of the reasons why Fruks is working on the data feeds for worlds. As well as, we do want to make more experiences, not entirely in the same style, but at times we do want to use that style here and there. Say, for example, the Battle Knights, it's slightly different style, but we'll definitely make more worlds. Kelsa asks, is there any plans to make a lightweight version of the Cloud Home? Current one can be pretty heavy for weaker computers. I know some users have done it, but it would be cool to see an official one and let users pick if they want full or light. Now, I wonder if, say, that new data feed comes in, and if there's a way to direct the user to multiple different types of Cloud Homes. Now, that is actually a good topic there. If that is possible to change, like, where they go from the tutorial world and to automatically set that as their Cloud Home, that'd be interesting. We'll keep that in mind. And making a lightweight version of it doesn't seem something that hard to do, as well as I do would like to put a reminder of, there has been an optimization pass on the tutorial, not tutorial, well, both tutorial and Cloud Home, fixing up the resolutions of the textures and cleaning up some unused assets that have lingered in there since launch. But I do know, even then, still, some people have performance issues, but yeah.
Zinnyris asks, on top of Battle Knight, what will be consisting of? I believe we have a public board now. Aegis, would you be able to drop that in the office hours chat here?
Conveniently, I have the GitHub open. So I'm going to reply to that and just paste it right there. Yep, that is the public board at the moment.
So we're still developing the event a bit here, but the premise of it is essentially a team v team to a single winner style esports competition that also works in community made like segments and bits into the production. We have a channel as well in our general discussions tab dedicated to it that's gone over a bit of the progress that's been made so far. If you want to know more, definitely check out that channel.
I'm going to try to find it again and revive it. And sometimes it auto closes itself. Aha! There we go. Let me also provide a link to this community discussion. Don't lock it. There we go. Copy link. And it will be right here. There's a couple of questions. Safri will stand and over you, Grimma.
Sorry. The next question, are there plans for official tutorials posted to the Resonite YouTube? I think I saw Nex jump in, if you want to take that one.
Yeah, so there are plans to do that sort of a thing. Currently, I just have to get together with Rue, Aegis, and Ryuvi to start those up. Right now, Ryuvi is on vacation. I believe Ryuvi's on a boat right now. But I'm pretty sure afterwards we can start to figuring out that section, make some really good tutorials for all you guys.
And some of the process is being streamlined by Chroma with the video templates they're working on.
Yes, sorry, see you yawning.
You're good.
Next question, will you ever make content around the same Lessio's community post object is running unless maybe fix some issues? This would encourage people with less experience to get feedback and more people can see how an official content creator deconstructs the Resonite environment when applying it to a small task. Has anyone else had any thoughts on that? I mean, yes, but I think it's more of a question of, I think we probably prioritize tutorials over that at the moment, though I know in general we are trying to expand some of our video content at the moment.
Yeah, I'd see for something like that, if we had a tutorial that relates to that, we can, one, ask the creator for permission for that, make sure it's good to post something like that, and then we can use it as an example. Like, say if it's a topic about, like, I don't know, a door animation or a vehicle or a weapon or a avatar or whatnot, that definitely could be potentially a thing. That would be my answer.
And yeah, for me, I didn't really understand the question, so it's kind of hard for me to really answer if I'm not really understanding it fully.
It sounds like a series on basically just fixing community items, which maybe, that but also
be
I like
subjective in some cases yeah. too. That's why I'm thinking it's better off saying to have those as examples rather than see what's wrong with someone else's work.
The next question, is there an appropriate time range for the implementation of rigid bodies? No, there is not. We're slowly working towards it, but I cannot give any time frame for that at the moment.
Exo has a good summary that echoes what Frux would say between now and the heat death of the universe. Although the only thing I will say other than that is some of the performance updates that are coming up will be basically steps towards implementation of physics. But it's also a matter of prioritization. It's just some of those stuff that they're doing for the coding side of things is just prerequisites for it. And Chundalak asks, are the assets like guns for Battle Knights ready to be released in some form? No, they are not. They're still being worked on. There's a couple of bugs that need to be weeded out, as well as the weapons to be implemented into a attribute system, or well, health system that Ryuvi was developing. But they will be available when they're done.
Yes. We also plan on eventually providing some documentation on that too, so people can take apart those systems a little easier.
Yes.
And apply it to their own items.
Yes. Seeker asks, for user inventories, old items that were migrated over no longer have a given size next to them. Would there be a way to trigger an inventory-wide size check refresh on one's own items, because it's just not feasible to spawn out every item individually to check slash trigger the size and see what's taking up the most space? That sounds more like a technical question to bring to Prime's office hours, which are at every Tuesday, as well as a GitHub. So I do know the inventory menu is due for a rework alongside a lot of others too, but that'll be nice to have. See if there's a GitHub that talks about the the size that objects would take up. If it doesn't exist, I'd probably make one as like a feature request or bug fix in this case. Nuki Raccoon asks tips for optimizing worlds with objects that have heavy assets, avatars, or pictures thereof, but other stuff too. So,
I mean,
go ahead.
Lower resolution box clients, we can do it. Pictures thereof, avatars, I mean, less bones, typically the more performant or less dynamic bones, that is. Other than that, I don't know. Does anyone have more?
You can also put on LODs on objects. So if you have a lower resolution of said object, you can put that as like an LOD, and then it can perform a little bit better. But that's a kind of a rare use case.
That's going to be a more specific build system too. But if you can make that system, that'd be a cool system for someone to put out as like a general tool.
Well, I believe it's just a component.
There is a component, although I do believe there is I don't know if there's bugs with it at the moment, but there is. Check if there's a GitHub for it. If not, please make one, because that'll be something that'll be good for.
Yeah, I was saying it'd be used, like, let's say you had a very high poly rock. If it is something that could be low poly at a distance, then that would save a lot on performance.
Yeah. And when you have like an object that has a very complex geometry, break it down into different, for like the collision, you make a simple collider and either build it out of primitives, like boxes, cylinders, spheres, pill colliders, cones, or break it down into convex hulls. Basically anything that isn't convex or concave, you can turn into like a convex collider. And simplifying the geometry as well too, that means less triangles to calculate for that collider, the better. If, like, say, for example, in games, they have like the visual mesh and then the collision mesh, and then sometimes, say, like a couple other types of like objects within there that would change depending on like what kind of settings you have. Maybe you make like a world setting within the menu that spawns for everyone, and you can change like the settings for like fidelity of a world. For avatars specifically, I would say make two copies of your avatar, one as like the master one that you use, and then for any subsequent ones, you can bake the blend shapes you're not using. You can also separate the meshes of the stuff that uses shape keys. Say if it's just the avatar that just has shape keys on that face for like visemes or face tracking, eye tracking, you can separate it from the rest of it. That means it would perform better, because every time a shape key changes on a mesh, it calculates every single triangle on that mesh. Now, if your avatar has, like, I don't know, things that change, like, the body proportions or that, and you need that on that character, that makes sense. But utilizing all these different features that Resonite has, and even within things like Blender, Maya, 3ds Max, etc., ways to optimize avatars is pretty good. And that's off of the top of my head, a lot of the optimization stuff, though it's probably best that we make more tutorials on that stuff and document it. I do know on the wiki there's places to know about that, but figured I'd place that there also as a PSA.
as a full tutorial. That'd be a really good idea.
I'm Aaron asks, will we be getting a folder in the Resonite Essentials for press kit items and other similar things? Thanks for the recommendation. That's something we can do. One of the things we want to do that is on our general task list for the content team is going through and updating the Essentials folder to sort out the assets that we have. It's kind of hard to navigate it at the moment, and we can definitely add that to like the different things, because I know people want access to all the icons and logos and such, which would be incredibly useful even for us on the team. So
Next question. Are you all okay? Out of how Star is, this is the least enthusiastic, which just sounds sad. I am doing fine. Today's just been busy, and I'm like working on things like during the, I'm actually working on stuff in the background while doing this, so I am just a little
I'd say the same. Like when we started, I also have Blender open, but I'm right now just managing the questions and recording at the same time, but
I don't drink coffee or drink any caffeine, so
yeah. I mean, today started out good. Sunny day. I had a hammock in the backyard, which I just like had green tea and hung out with for a bit. So yeah, I don't know.
And Arnold Palmer sounds good right now.
That does sound good.
So Exo's asked me question for next, why green? It's a color that stands out. Yep, that's about it.
Let's see here. Scrolling down, catching up here. We got a lot more questions this time. This is good. On the LOD answer, Nuki responds, is there a way to generate lower LOD levels in Resonite itself? Not yet. Though Fruks wants to make a dynamic mesh decimation thing, it's just...
That'd be really nice.
Not a priority at the moment, though that'd be really cool. I think
the way that Fruks was describing it, he really wants it to be a all-round system to where you make the world and then you hit a singular button and it just does the optimizations that you need for it with how you set it up for the percentage of that. So if you wanted a world that was utilizing those lower generate LODs, you just click a button and everything would be set to that lower LOD from a distance.
I'd like to add to that two things. One is... or one of the prerequisites for something like a automated mesh decimation is a way to triangulate models. I know Fruks wants to, I believe on their board of like fun, like GitHub board of fun things they like to do, one of them is mesh triangulation. And what that would mean is like, say you make a shape and it would make it out of triangles. And that would make things like 3D text or SVG files incredibly easy to import into here and make work. And if I recall, that was one thing that could be a prerequisite for that too. But another thing I want to bring up too, in regards of like optimizations that just came to my head, is culling. Even though we don't have occlusion culling, technically Resonite uses what is called frustum culling, which is your viewpoint. And anything you look behind you, or that is behind where you're looking, is not rendered. And everything, of course, when it's in front of you, it is rendered. Ways to kind of cull things a bit more dynamically than that at the moment is creating like volumes, whether it be tracking users or players via like mathematics, like, hey, they're in this box or sphere or volume, or using much easier way of doing it is via colliders. You can set up like a whole array of different areas or culling zones, loading zones. Other games do this too back in the day, where, and even now, where you walk into an area, it loads that part of the mesh that you see, that you would see in that area, as well as, like, say, it blends two areas together, so if you're in, like, between two areas, it would only show those areas, as well as hide everything else except for the stuff that the player is in. That's one way to kind of make manual culling in a world. That'll be a good tutorial topic. I believe there are a couple tutorials out there already that cover it. But, yeah.
And Chenna is also asking, is there any way to import an object from Blender with a custom different mesh as a collider? Yes, you can do this. You'd probably just have that as a regular mesh collider. But a lot of the times when you're importing out objects, even converting it over to a convex hull collider is good enough. Unless it's a building, then you wouldn't be able to enter inside of that convex collider. So just, yeah, but you can import it as a mesh collider, and it could be pretty simple.
To add to that, when you import a model, by default, it will, well, you can either, like, use the normal, like, settings for when you import, but, actually, you know what, I have Resonite up, I'm gonna drag and drop a FBX here, but if I recall, there is a, thing where you can change if you want collisions or not on a model, but usually I keep collision on it. And by default, when you have the component for colliders, it'll start out as a mesh collider, and you can like swap it out to, say, a convex hull if it's like a convex one, or change the settings on each individual collider to be either static or non-collision. At that point, if you don't want collision at all, I just remove it. But say if
we
you want...
We don't have it currently right now, though, Aegis, with the advanced settings, where if I go into advanced settings right now, I can't, like, import it as a convex collider.
No, I meant, like, to import it without colliders at all. Or right. Remove colliders, and then you would add it after the fact by going into the inspector. That's what I was getting at, so, sorry.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So this one is, I guess, kind of direct me since I do media stuff here, where it's saying, with TikTok content, if I happen to make more on and showcase the Resonite platform and media outlet contacts me wanting some sort of interview with Resonite, what should I do? I'm pretty sure that information can be redirected to us. If they're meaning that they want to interview you, then you're fine on doing whatever you need to do, Nova. But if they're wanting to interview us, you can just get in contact with any of the team members. And
yeah, the best way. So, like, yeah, you don't have to send it over to us if that's just not needed. But like, if you want us to be part of that, then the best way to get our eyes on it, like, collectively, is seriously just the email.
That's what I'm getting right now.
And that will just, we do look at those just like constantly throughout the day and go through every email. So, yeah, it'll just be the best way.
Yes.
Contact, there we go. Actually, does the contact us thing go to our business email?
Yes.
Okay, so I can just... That actually makes it easier because it gives you like a template. So... I will paste the link to that. As a reply. Boom. And I just realized XO beat me to it. I need to scroll down more.
Yeah, Aaron's also asking, who would be responsible for redoing the emotes available in this Discord? We got the camera frustrum and the black square, but not even a mentor badge.
I'm so adding... I'll add the mentor badge now.
Okay, cool. but yeah, a lot of our graphics and a lot of those that you're seeing, those were made out by Chroma. So, yeah. But she does a great job with that. Can we get a microwave reveal from the team here?
As in, I'm not looking, but is that just like a picture of our microwave?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's, I've seen stuff like people like spinning in a microwave and the door being, I have no idea. I really don't know how to answer that one.
From what I think it would take for the multiple options, what that could be, no.
Oh, this is continued bit from Prime's office hours yesterday.
Oh, the show office. Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. did Prime stream his office hours yesterday? Is that what happened? Did they stream it, you guys?
Yeah, what did happen?
Oh, that is correct. Very nice. Okay, so our next question is here from Skywind. What can you tell us about Battle Knights? What is the game about?
Murder and killing each other for my amusement.
Gladiator style. All-out yeah. Brawl.
I think there was a link to the latest board on that on GitHub. I don't know if the discussion was also. I'm sorry, I'm trying to add the frickin'... Where did the icons go, or the emojis? But yeah, there should be an answer to that further up in the chat, I think.
Yes, there will be lots of explosions to you, Skywind. Well, that was so far our last question on the list. If anybody has any more questions, don't be afraid to ask them.
Any suggestions for emojis, too? Apparently, we have 186 slots available, so go ahead and suggest. So right now, I'm just rendering stuff in the background.
The default avatar emoji.
What is the default avatar emoji again?
Oh my
again?
Gosh, I was muted. Sorry. All the.
So the prisoner probably made it.
Yeah, I can. Actually, I think we have one somewhere. I'll
is
see if
the
I can.
Armature.
Apparently, they also want Gloopy or... holding a knife. I don't know.
I can do that. Yeah, hold on.
How about the default avatar holding a knife?
hold on. I'll do the mentor badge first, and then I'll. Do a loopy holding a knife.
Lovely.
Okay,
you guys make this
should be
you guys
added.
Make a dream work.
Yeah, can make a default avatar emoji. IRL Frooks making faces. Well, that's up the Frooks.
I don't think Frooks would want his IRL face.
we're not gonna do that one.
yeah. That's probably no.
His avatar maybe.
We could even have like an icon for like I know that we have icons for MMC, I think. Or is that off of other ones?
That's
other ones.
Yeah.
We should have one for Battle Knights. That'd be kinda cute.
Yeah, we could do that eventually here. That one's a little, I don't have a thing made for it already, but adding a knife to Gloopy's easy enough.
I should make, like, the, Gloopy light bulb that I rendered as, like, a cutout image.
You already added the mentor one?
Yeah, it's added.
Yep. Chandelac. posted it.
I mean, considering that you already have the mentor one, might as well add moderation as well, right?
How do we not have that? All right. Give me a sec here. I need a good funny knife. All right, Google what you got. Give me Creative Commons.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't think we're going to put the knife on. Be happy that you already got the knife on the gloopy.
Yeah, stop complaining.
Yeah, stop complaining. Remember, no mentors, new moderators will kill you, but Resonite will, specifically your PC.
Hey, Google, when I ask for Creative Commons, I don't want a giant list of things that say licensable. I just want free to download easy shit. God.
Whatever. Yeah, specifically Gloopy. There's that. Dracon asks, can we get a Unity crash screen sticker?
Nope.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I don't know about that one. If you do get crashes, please send your logs and send it over on the GitHub so that we can fix whatever might be giving you crashes. We would rather have no crashes whatsoever to...
I realized something.
You already post your crash pictures enough in discussion channel. I'm not gonna give you more power.
I realized something about the Unity crash screen sticker. When we get sauce, that will be relevant. Oh no. Unless if we still technically use the video player, but I don't think so. I think by then we'd be using something else. Unless if, well, Fruits wants to work on the, like, a converter for Unity scenes to Resonite. That is a GitHub. Can we get stickers of the tool thumbnails? I can get those. Should we also make those, emotes?
What, like animated? Like moving around?
Well, just emotes in general. Like Chroma said, we got like a crap load of slots having the,
Yeah.
Even just the static ones.
I'll be constantly set on the dev tip.
Please do send in your questions, too. Don't forget. Nuki asks, this is a question for you, is the name of the mentor badge emoji a mistake? Color 128 mentor?
Nope, that's just what it's called.
Yep, that's its name.
Yeah. Although, I think we can rename the,
Yeah, maybe.
Emojis, at least in here. Hiccup.
I mean, to be honest with you, every single last one of them is color 128, so I mean, like,
good luck with
that. I don't think Chrome wants to...
I'm not gonna do it, sorry. This bit's only going so far.
Yeah.
It is not gonna make more work for me that I... We don't have time for.
Yeah, they're already putting a knife on Gloopy for you guys. What more do you want from them?
Seriously.
But please, more of other questions, you guys, would be lovely.
These homemade biscuits are really good. Damn.
You should have thought of that before, Draconis. With six hats.
Why six when it could be seven?
I'm not gonna. Because there's only like six spots on.
That's the point.
Why is the seventh one gonna be right in the middle?
How the fuck does Gloopy grab a knife? Hold on.
If only we still had a only we still had a quotes channel. He gloops it. Yeah, they just like they absorb the handle on one of their glue.
Okay, we got a question from Nuki again. Thank you for marking it. Can we do something to get more standardized names for slots and variables? I find myself working in detail level systems and other things. Be useful if we were all using the same names. That, I mean, if I recall, there is. Okay, I'm gonna go to the wiki real quick. Resonite Wiki. Is this the main page? Yes. There is a page. Community naming standards. Ah, I knew there was something about this.
This is like the standards.
Closest thing you could do to contribute for something like this. Within the Resonite Wiki. Like, for example, on my avatar, I have, like, body markings that kind of glow with different colors and such. There's, like, cloud variables that people use for their music visualizers, and it connects that. I even connected it to, like, a car and such, and it works really good. We could expect to have a typical emojis, but we can use Battle Knights to canonize Gloopy. Oh, boy. Don't make me get the biblically accurate Gloopy. The evangelical. Right,
Gloopy with a knife.
Nuki is saying, since no questions are being asked, talk about what you're all working on right now.
I just finished Gloopy with a knife.
I'm working on.
It is what it is.
Models for Battle Knights at the moment. Mainly like a staging platform for contestants to like set up their stuff pre-game. Kind of like a pregame lobby, and different track pieces for, well, the racing portions of it, as well as after that, I have to figure out how to turn the main floor of the stadium to a kind of Twisted Metal-esque battleground for the combat, vehicle combat system.
I am watching through the final honorable mentions for MMC YouTube video, and that should be posted sometime tomorrow. So that's what I'm doing, just looking through the edit. And then that gets posted out.
Why, XO? Why?
I feel like that life bar shouldn't be even anywhere in the green with that, that jar.
There, we have moderation now, too.
Nice. Thank you, Chroma. And thank you for the knife, Gloopy.
Yeah, I'm going to do a moderation with the knife next. Hold on.
Oh, no.
No, please, no.
I don't know if you help you.
It was a controversial one. Let's see. I'm back.
Meanwhile, message from Beer. Chroma, why does the moderation badge have a knife on it?
There's gonna be options.
What? Now here's the thing.
So there's regular moderation, and then there's like
just posted that GIF, and then right where he said there will be options, and all the options are knives. That's what I just that GIF is too perfectly timed with your voice there, Chroma. Can we just have a redo of that gift? Just said, quote with Chroma, just there will be many options.
Also, Zanirus, it's too late, it already has happened.
Yep.
Yeah, we got moderation with a knife now.
It's because Prime reference.
You
What
not
if
do that. Oh
Gloopy
my
was
gosh,
a
stop, right? Stop.
Evangelion boss, and I'm like, yo, I should do that.
That's awful.
Maybe this is what we should do for Battle Knights. Fight Gloopy in its final form. I should make that a cutout and a yeah.
Hey. A good defense is a good offense, I guess.
Sorry, mentors, you ain't getting knives. That is where I draw the line.
Anomaly 5005. Oh, I gotta see this. This is on our wiki somewhere, isn't it?
Isn't there like the anti-mentor thing?
The
red badge?
Yeah, there is an anti-mentor.
Okay.
You're gonna
next up on the list.
Oh my
no, god.
An official one? Nice.
Don't make an official anti-mentor, my goodness. It's already bad enough.
Yeah.
The anti-mentor definitely would be using a shotgun, though. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
What is the proper hit? FF7676. Okay.
I just like how we now have, like, an SCP level, like, pages on our wiki. You just gotta really dig for them. They're all just satire pages, but... I've seen two variants of that. Let's see if there's any questions, though. Please keep them going. We have about, 13 minutes. Although this is quite chaotic at times, too. Favorite types of cheese? Pepper jack or... I'm trying to remember the other one, but that'd be my number one go-to.
Favorite cheese, Colby or Pepper Jack?
Good choice. Chroma?
No comment.
Alright. There's your answers. If I recall, I've seen, like, two other, like, variants of that icon, the anti-mentor badge. That one and, like, one with, like, a fist. As, like, the ball part. Or at least something very similar to what Nuki has made, but... Any and all content-related questions, and even general platform questions we can try to answer. Get down to the bottom, there we go. Let me get a screenshot of the pre-game lobby platform I'm working on. Yeah, it is pretty chaotic. One thing that's different in regards to the aesthetic compared to the Cloud Home tutorial is the addition of like Tron-esque like glowing lines to the style. So that's one thing I'm going to experiment with. Anti-office hours? No. I mean, we're all just gremlins on the inside, aren't we?
There, you all have now the legally distinct evil mentor badge.
Well, I'm curious on what it looks like.
This is like, bro. Do you have any questions for us? I don't know. You guys have any questions for our community?
Why are you here?
One hell of a
question. This isn't the beginning of Red versus Blue.
Here, go wild. I mean, don't expect them in a press kit or anything else anytime soon.
It's definitely something. Outlander says, because I like being able to hand people things instead of sending them a Gumlink URL. That and also saying, hey, do you want to check out my game? You should check out my game and play it. Click on this link.
Glad you guys are actually responding to that. It was mostly rhetorical, but... Spirit, yeah, why are people here?
He's also saying, and more seriously, because I love you guys and you're here every week answering questions. Aw. How wholesome.
Voice mode emotes. Oh, that'll definitely be good to add.
I too indeed drink hot leaf juice, Zen. It's delicious.
I only do that when I'm sick, although earlier I was saying Arnold Palmer sounds pretty good right now. Still does. Exo's asking for the knife. Don't give the...
I'm not giving the knife. You can find the knife.
Medical reasons? For medical reasons, it probably shouldn't.
I'm sorry. But why do people think that that's going to be a thing like, I need this knife for medical reasons.
Highlander has a good answer to that.
Yep. Yeah, you need a doctor's note. Watch Exo quickly make a fake doctor's note.
And to answer Fark's question, either or. I like either.
Should we feature the rubber room?
No.
No, we're not featuring the rubber room?
Nope. Don't trust any of you fucks. I'll be honest. It ain't gonna happen.
Terry's like, I was gonna ask that. I mean, I'm just saying, if I made a featured video on that, I would go crazy. That's all I'm saying.
It has its own.
Do well. Too rest, well.
Dress Night Wiki article. I mean, it is a published world, so I'll give it that.
I was tempted. I was very tempted to feature it.
Standardized content suggestion, drinks and containers. I know several people have made similar systems before, but
find your own knife.
Well, we got 5 minutes left, everyone.
Yippee.
Yippee!
Dude.
We're so enthusiastic, right?
In all seriousness, I do enjoy these now and again, but today's just been busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Highlander okay. Wolf has a question. A good one at that. Could the wiki be made into an in-game book? Actually, sure. I believe someone already is doing that. Because there is PDF support, someone is, I recall, turning the wiki pages into PDFs and turning it into, like,
awesome.
Either in an automatic way or manual way. I don't remember what, but if somebody knows
I love that idea.
Who is making that or where to find that, that'd be good to post it in here or link them to that, because that'd be really cool. We do also plan on making a new tab on the dashboard, which is going to be a help tab. That is something that even Ryovi is going to be helping out, designing out the layouts and stuff with Chroma.
For the... Oh.
Thank you, Nuki, for that.
Nuki yeah. answered, thank you. Okay. I think I was thinking of another type that was using PDFs, but... I think I was thinking of a thing that shows a web page as a PDF. That might be the thing that I got confused with.
We have another question here from Tara saying, ALR, technical question then. Could there be made a setting in which you can be in the local room for a while longer so that the map loads properly before you enter a map, seeing the unload textures gives a bit of the creeps? At this current state, not right now. But, well, there is a way that you can do something like that. I actually have made a system before where you can preload the world. So technically you could make an object or item that before you go into the world, it just preloads it and then you enter inside of it immediately. You can technically do that. I made a portal to where when you walk through the portal, it would preload the world and then you'd be in this environment that was still technically in the same world. And then when you walk through a secondary portal in that loading environment, then you'd be immediately teleported inside of there. So is it possible? Yes. Is it something by default? No. But you can make it. If you want, Tara, you can dissect the one that I have on my avatar that's in World Decided Me as Nexalin, and you can have a copy of it. And yeah, it's what Leo said, have a look at the open world PF node. Yep. That's probably the node that's being used. Which, in all honesty, I really should make something that's like that. Just by default, there you don't have to be inside the environment. Just whenever you want to open up a world, instead of you just teleporting to it, just preloads you. Which, to be honest with you, I think that would even be a pretty easy setting that you could have under the general settings. Like, that would be an interesting thing to recommend on GitHub. Be like, hey, why don't we just have this to where before you load into a world, you just stay in the world that you're at until the other one's fully loaded. That might actually be a really good feature request.
Leo has a wiki article to check out too. It's the Protoflux that deals with opening a world. That definitely can help with something like that.
Oh, Okay, so we'll answer off this last question before we close out here. Prototype is saying, is there an easy way to organize your inventory?
At the moment, not at the moment. There is plans to rework the inventory system entirely, like menu, to where you can rename folders, move things around easier, as well as, say, put shortcuts to those specific items or folders within individual facets. Say you put it on the facet anchors that are like on your arms and such, or view, or even when we have facets within the world, probably have something where you can like spawn items from an object. That'd be pretty neat. Be kind of like cloud spawning. Actually, that is cloud spawning. That's a whole other feature, but yeah, it's planned to make it easier.
Yes, I believe that we have come to an end. No. Yes.
Yuki has a question about reflection probes. Wait until they type in your last questions. Now we're doing a cutoff until these people are done typing. So whoever's already typing, finish typing. I'm going to make a emote or a GIF or something.
Zen saying, who will be hosting the Battle Knights when it's done? It's relatively just going to be the team that's hosting it. We will also be streaming it, too.
There we go.
Yep.
If I can still ask, is there a way to add objects that will be like in a different spot? I've got this sign in the world that's right in. You're changing your thing. I've got this sign in the world that is right next to the reflective surface, but the probe puts it on the floor because of the angles. Do you have an answer to that, Aegis?
Give me a sec. Okay, so when you bake a reflection probe, it creates a cube map. And that cube map doesn't change unless if you have it set to real time. So you can put the reflection probe where you want to bake it, and then you can move it where you want it to be. So I hope that helps as an answer. Because it's a static image, so you can, like a camera, you bake it, and then you can do whatever the hell you want with the baked image, so that could help. Let's see here. I'd probably put it in the questions and help forum within the Discord. All right. Well, I guess now we'll wrap things up.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta say it like that, girl. My goodness. Okay. Bye, everyone. Thank you again for attending this office hours. Bye-bye.